All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Derek Wood, the CEO of TalkVan Ventures. And Derek, it's always great to have you back. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Steve. It's good to be back, of course. Good to see you.
Yeah, very exciting stuff to talk about today. El Piacho is the name of it. And you've done your due diligence and have decided to continue on with the deal to acquire this. So let's take a step back here and just tell me a little bit about what you liked about the project from the beginning.
Well, when, you know, it really works with the theme of why we started TalkVan, which was to take advantage of what was a prolonged downturn in the mining market and get involved with projects that had already seen exploration work done on them and benefit from previous work. There were a lot of companies that were sort of property rich and cash poor, and we found some great partners here in Mill Rock. They were excited about some of the results we were achieving over at our flagship Pilar property. And when we looked at the data, or at least the smart geo guys looked at the data, they were really turned on by what they saw. And then we worked to formulate an agreement where we assumed the option to get 100% interest in the property. And again, what we really liked about it was all the exploration work, the location, the accessibility. Not a lot of drilling previously on it, but quite a bit of geophysics, rock sampling, mapping, and there's a lot of data on the area. It's right near a producing mine now, the San Francisco mine. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get something else in the portfolio. You know, Pilar's still the flagship, but you know, this is something that we hope we can bring along, you know, over time.
Yeah, you mentioned that work had been done, quite a bit of geophysical work. As you mentioned, soil samples, things like that. What are the geos telling you about it? What are they excited about as far as sort of advancing it to the next stage?
Well, I'll try to get Brody to explain it to you in a little bit more of a technical light, but they've looked at all the data. There was also some IP work that was done there, and they've come up with some theories. You know, it's already permitted and ready for drilling, mm-hmm. and they think they can get to the drilling stage very quickly with it, and they're excited. You know, you never know. It's a mining exploration play, but it's a big property. It is a relatively big property, and it's a big hunt, big possibility. We're really looking forward to seeing what's there, but they did a lot of due diligence on a lot of properties before we started to negotiate with this one. And we're really, really pleased with it. Pilar will still be the focus, but you know, the goal there is to get that to a cash flowing opportunity in the short term. And you know, picking up properties like this, well, it would really be nice to be able to advance stuff like this with cash flow. And that's the long-term plan.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Derek, I'm wondering, are you planning to do work on the new property this year? Is that something that's in the works, or is this going to be sort of put off until next year as you continue to focus on Pilar?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, we got to sort of balance financing, and we're very cognizant of not diluting this structure much. So it'll depend. Pilar is still the flagship. We plan to be drilling back on Pilar in late October. Brody Sutherland, VP Exploration, plans to spend a lot of time there. I know he's going to get to the property. I suspect we'll do a little bit more. We really like to do our homework on the geophysics and do as much as we can before we drill. They have good theories and targets, but yeah, we'll be doing something there. Whether or not we'll be doing drilling remains to be seen.
All right. Well, congratulations on it anyway, and we look forward to hearing more about it as the fall rolls on. So Derek, great to see you again. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Cheers.
All right. Derek Wood, he's the CEO of TalkVan Ventures.